Those fun, loving, wacky Saudis, they're always up to something, aren't they? Rich as Midas, they got their finger on the oil trigger, and now with the new crown prince in charge, they want to clean up their image. Maybe let the women drive cars, finally. Show the world they're not the ruthless, paranoid regime that most of us see as incredibly backward-thinking power mongers who quash all reforms. Nah, they're the good guys. And look, a woman can get a driver's license. Their husbands probably won't let them, but, they could. This week, we're treated to what has become an international incident with the disappearance of this Khashoggi reporter in a Turkish embassy. Guy just wanted to get a wedding license, but he was nervous something might happen to him if he went inside. He was right. The Turks, like probably every other country in the world, had their embassy bugged, and when Khashoggi didn't come back out, and his fiancée never got a call back saying he did, well, they suspected foul play. So what, you say? People die all the time in this mean old world. Just another casualty in the Middle East. Big deal. Trump pretty much took that attitude. At least until the incident blew up into a major event. The Turks claim Khashoggi was tortured and butchered by no less than 15 Saudi operatives, one of them an autopsy specialist carrying a bone saw. They say they have the audio and possibly even a video, and Secretary of State Pompeo was dispatched immediately to Turkey to see what was what. The Saudis, sensing a backlash, at first said the man was missing, not dead. Then, well, he might be dead. But if he was, it wasn't them. Then he was maybe questioned, but the questioning went awry, and, well, he was accidentally killed. Now today they say he was in a fist fight, and things got out of hand. Trump, ever accommodating, stated that he was encouraged and believed we are finally getting somewhere. Khashoggi, he's not getting anywhere. Saudis chopped him up, stuffed him in suitcases, and left the building. Odd, don't we think, his body hadn't turned up if it was a fist fight that got out of hand, or a rogue killer, or whatever phony baloney excuse they come up with next. Lest we be accused of assuming guilt without proof, let's thank Donald for assuming his innocence. He did with Kavanaugh, and okay, he shouted out to Senator Gianforte, the man who body slammed a reporter, that he was my kind of guy. So it looks like he doesn't really mind backing the guilty part. Muhammad bin Salman, or Sawman, or whatever, maybe he's Trump's kind of guy, too. Rich, ruthless, and powerful. What's not to like? You won't get right, you're a get your